the primary objective was to set up something which was uniquely Kingston. And therefore, I'd been going to Notting Hill Carnival for years. I saw what they did. We've been on the inside. We've worked with mass bands. We've been on the outside. We've worked with organizations. I've been on the periphery of it. I've worked with the police service. In fact, this Monday, I'm working with the police service in the Shell to look at what is happening. So I thought the brilliance of bringing people together was something that we wanted to do. The communities in Kingston were beginning to evolve to a certain number where we thought if you could bring all those people together, we would have something unique. But we were also quite clear that we didn't want to just replicate anything like Notting Hill or anything that we'd seen anywhere. And therefore, we started to talk to people. But we were also conscious that perhaps culturally, Kingston in 20 years ago may not have been ready for a carnival as such. So I got lucky, got in touch with a number of people, spoke to the Primary Care Trust, and there was one of the officers called Irene Matthews, who was the mayor of Woking, who had a similar event indoors, and she thought, well, we could do something. I didn't want to call it carnival then. The health care services were providing the money. So we subliminally called it the Kingston Health Fair. And that was the genesis of getting to where we are now, really, because we wanted to be sensitive to the communities. Notting Hill at the time had a really bad press. We didn't want Kingston to think that we wanted to bring the violence and all the negatives to Kingston by, you know, creating a carnival. Part of the conscious developmental program was to create something which was evolving. And we also were aware, as I said, that perhaps carnival as a brand wasn't something that Kingston was ready for in the year 1999-2000.
Why would you say that?
Well, because in those days, I look at Notting Hill Carnival. I was working with the police then, and, you know, there were a couple of murders in Notting Hill Carnival. In fact, one of the investigations that I was involved in directly as an advisor, there were two murders in Carnival. And I thought, this is not something somebody would want to naturally bring into the environment. So we were quite sensitive to that. The communities, in 1999-2000, the Black, Asian, minority ethnic communities were around 15%. And therefore, we still knew that the communities had grown from about 8% when I arrived to a slightly decent number. But, you know, the diversity program really was beginning to kick off. And we needed to just be conscious that whether people wanted a festival which would occupy the town and do the number of things that stereotypically people thought were done in Notting Hill Carnival. So we were consciously aware that we needed to grow a program which the residents and the borough bought into, and therefore it was very gradual. One of the things which became quite self-evident, and is really one of the things that I laugh about now, is that everybody who we spoke to at the time said, by the time in 3 years, Colin Bloxon, who was the arts development manager then, very, very, very knowledgeable guy of the arts. Pity he retired, because when we were evolving for about 3 years, Colin saw the program, all the things that we were putting on the ground, and Corin said, well, what you're doing is a carnival, but in name, because we used to then call it the Kingston Health Fair. And so with that suggestion, Colin said, well, if it's a health fair just in name rather than a carnival, why don't we call it Kingston Carnival? And so he gets the credit for the name. So we thought, well, actually, after 3-4 years, the borough was ready to have a carnival, but quite sensitive that we needed to put things into place and not grow it too quickly. And so we gradually grew it. What was funny was everybody that we spoke to said it would never get to anything substantive. And I have to admit, in the first few years, we struggled. This was very new to the borough, you know, trying to organize a day. In fact, in those days, we organized this in October. And you can imagine the weather in October, which an outdoor festival, wasn't very healthy. Again, another person, Graham McNally, who was the chief executive of what used to be then Kingston Town Centre Management, very, very, very educated about the arts, very hands-on, very positive about what we could do in the town. We used to have it on a Saturday, and Graham then, those days, Sunday shopping was beginning to come along, and Graham spoke to the businesses, and the businesses said, well, there's nothing bringing people into town on a Sunday, so whether we would consider having the carnival on a Sunday instead of a Saturday. And we thought we would try it 1 year. Well, the difference was just tremendous. So we start with Sunday.
Sunday is more of a family day, isn't it?
And that's the brand that we've developed over time, that we are promoting a family festival, where we've been lucky that when you see Kingston Carnival, the most number of people you see are people with children holding hands, coming to the children's area, going to the other things, because it's been, touchwood, very safe. And we promote it as an alcohol-free family event, and therefore it's open to everybody to attend.